Good evening, everybody, and welcome to this evening's teleseminar called How to Write from the Heart. My name is Damien Sen, and it's a great pleasure to have you on the call this evening. In a few moments from now, I'll be introducing our very special guest, Louise Langley. But before I do that, let me share how this call will work this evening, particularly if this is your first PeopleYouShouldMeet.com call that you've tuned into. Now, we're going to be on the call for around about an hour. And over the course of the hour, I will be asking Louise a whole series of different questions on our topic. Some of those questions will be my own, but the vast majority of the questions will have actually been submitted via our listeners through our website prior to the call. Now, this has been a very, very, very popular call, and we've had people sign up from all over the world. It's just amazing that we can all come together for this incredible global conversation. So wherever you are in the world this evening, I just wanted to welcome you. Some of you may not actually be evening, so maybe in the morning. So wherever you are, in whatever time zone, it's a real thrill to have you on these calls and participating in this conversation. Now, I was really moved to actually have a call on writing from the heart, because I guess bold self-expression and really authentic self-expression is a topic that's of real importance to me, and I just love being around people that want to share what they have inside of them. So it was a really important topic I thought we should explore on these PeopleYouShouldMeet.com calls. Now, the lady we have on the call this evening, Louise Langley, is no stranger from actually communicating from the heart and really expressing herself authentically. And once you actually hear her speak and read the way she writes, you'll wholeheartedly agree with me on that as well. Now, Louise Langley is the author of two books, The Sacred Quest and the soon-to-be-released Aquila Chronicles. And she's also an international speaker and also an international workshop facilitator. And it gives me a very great pleasure to welcome to the call a very special guest and my very dear friend, Louise Langley. Hey there, Louise.
Thank you, Damien. Thank you for having me.
It's always a pleasure. Now, Louise, I thought we'd actually start this evening's call in a completely unusual way, in a way that we've never actually started a call before. And I'm just going to actually invite you to share a poem that you've written to kick the call off.
I would love to do that. And I think what would be really lovely is if everybody who is listening would just for a moment, while they listen to this poem, just in order to be totally removed from all distractions, just really close your eyes for a moment and just be in that wonderful space of knowing that miracles exist in every moment. Damien, as he mentioned, is a really dear friend to me. I love him dearly, and we kind of enjoy doing things like this. So I just know the power of being really still, closing your eyes, and just really, really connecting with this moment. And I would like you to really, really feel these words. This is a critical point of the call tonight. This is not about listening with your ears. This is about listening with the energy of your heart, that place where you absolutely feel and experience the miracles of life. And so here we go. If life were a moment for eyes that can see, what would that moment bring only to thee? The knowing that magic is just where you tread, and all of life's mysteries are thoughts you had set. In games so glorious, stories foretold, of chivalrous notions of laughter and gold, of deeds so pure and noble instead, and alchemy's hand as your heart weaves its thread. Now as you close your eyes, listen so sure. The door of your heart will impart even more. It calls to you endlessly, whispers your name, and tells you your journey, your place in your game. So listen so carefully, never be swayed, for only in hearing can miracles be made. For now as you enter the realms of your dreams, all of this magic is here at your means.
Wow, that is beautiful. Now, for anyone listening at home who would actually like to listen to that beautiful poem again and again and again, just to reassure you that we are actually recording this call this evening, so that really is beautiful, Louise. Thank you for sharing that.
Oh, selfish. It's amazing when, I know you haven't even asked me a question yet, but you know that you can only, at that poem, I could never write poems at all. I never had a thought of writing a poem, but the fact is that when you're totally in love with a life, you know those poems are within everybody. Everybody has the most extraordinary poems to share, and it's just about remembering to feel and experience every day the absolute miracle of life, and just allow it to just flood through you.
Beautiful. Now, Louise, I'm actually just going to start us off at the very top this evening. Now, I'm very, very curious about the difference between writing from your head and writing from your heart. And I was just wondering if you could actually share with me and the listeners this evening what exactly is the difference.
Sure. Okay. We tend to associate the head with the physical head and the heart with the physical heart. So I want to start by saying what we're talking about here is an energy. Tonight, I could spend quite a bit of time explaining to you why it is that the energy of the heart and of the intuition is actually creating predominantly all of the stimuli that your mind, your head, or your brain is responding to. And we've all heard so much about, you know, your thoughts create your reality. But in fact, your thoughts may create your reality, but if over 93% of the stimuli that the brain, which is creating the thoughts, is responding to is directly from your heart or from the endorphins which are released from the heart, which we know as your intuition, then if you're actually in that space, that head space, you're not actually in contact with your truth. You're not actually creating your reality, manifesting your reality from your place of truth. Now, exactly the same applies to your writing. And I would like to say as well, we talk about writing, but this applies to any form of art at all. To me, a message that is within you, that you bring to the world in the form of art, painting, music, writing, whether you're writing copy for web designs, whether you're writing magazine columns, whether you're writing a book, or whether you're simply writing a diary, any of these forms, they originate in essence from a place of feeling. Now, if you can imagine for a moment, if you take a step back for a moment and imagine that you're a reader and you pick up a book, and we'll just use a book as an example right now. Maybe you pick it up or you're listening to a book. As a reader, if you think about the experiences that have absolutely catalyzed you, that have really brought you through such a roller coaster of a journey as you're reading that book, so you've had the real highs, the real lows, the despair, the grief, totally drawn into the journey. That is because you have felt your way through that book. You have felt and associated with all of the emotions that the characters are feeling. Now, in order to do that, you need to be able to, in essence, feel the truth, the reality of that journey, of that story. And if somebody sits and writes, and they write from a place of the head, they're thinking about consciously what is it that somebody wants to hear. But actually nobody wants to hear. Everybody chooses to feel. Because even though they may physically listen, it's actually the feeling that is creating their experience of the journey of reading a book. I don't know if you, Damien, have experienced when you pick up a book and you kind of maybe read a chapter and you think, oh, okay. You can feel that waning off feeling. Mm-hmm. And it's because if you take, let me think of an example. Oh, okay, if you're studying at school, yeah, and you take an exercise book or something, yeah, and you're desperately trying to understand and enjoy and love what it is that you're reading, but there's nothing there gripping you, and yet you can pick up a novel and suddenly, you know, the character's in a perilous situation and they're about to have to make a decision. Do they throw themselves off a cliff because because they've got these guys behind them that are about to kind of like leap on them. What do they do? And in that moment, you're not actually interested in whether they throw themselves on a cliff, off the cliff or not. What you're actually interested in is, what is it that their heart is screaming at them? Imagine that moment, their heart screaming at them saying, you know, what do I do? And in those moments, everything within them is kind of coming up for them to face, and they're looking at their deepest desires, their deepest fears. And that is what the reader is connecting to in that moment. And that is the place of feeling. It's their experience of feeling. So if you are writing from the heart, for a start, you're writing from that place of feeling. So you are translating for your reader exactly how it is that you are feeling. And you are in that moment empowering them to have that same experience.
Well,
so the second... Yeah. The second point I'd like to make at this stage is that, you know, you can run from the world, but you cannot run from you. And the greatest truth and the only truth that exists is your truth. And that truth resides within the energy of the heart. Now, I am a total 100% advocator of this beautiful dance that happens between the wisdom of the head and the wisdom of the heart. And there is no doubt that whilst the heart is your guide, your center, your place of truth, and holds your deepest desires, your greatest wishes, and the greatest knowing of your experience, which, to be honest, is the only reason we're here, because there's no point being here unless we're feeling and experiencing things. May as well be nowhere. But at the same time, your head, or the energy of your head, the wisdom of your head, is that magical tool which is going to take those wishes and those desires and to translate them into something that becomes physical matter in this life that we experience. So there is a beautiful dance that goes on. But the first point is that you can't even begin to write. There is no point in beginning to write in any way, shape or form until you are prepared to totally, 100% surrender to that energy of the heart. Because in so doing, in that moment, as you surrender, you give your heart permission, you give your truth permission to be revealed to you. And in the moment that you do that, and you say, do you know what? I actually am not frightened. Whatever it is you have to reveal to me, I know that to be the beautiful experience of life. That's why I'm here. This is what I'm here to grow through. I know that if I experience one extreme, I'm going to experience the opposite extreme. And, you know, let's face it, the greatest of stories have the most polarities of extreme feeling in them. So the moment you surrender to your heart and you give your heart permission, it will joyously give you back every experience it is possible to have. And when you do that and you surrender to those experiences, you don't even have to go and look for the subject matter that you choose to write about. The subject matter will come and find you.
That really resonates with me a lot, Louise. It just reminded me of the passage in The Alchemist by Paulo Coelho, when the boy was actually following his heart, and literally, I think Paulo Coelho calls it the personal legend, and he actually found himself in the middle of the desert, and it was the first time he met the alchemist, and the alchemist approached him on a great black stallion, and literally had his sword in his hand, and the boy was in that space where he was actually ready to completely surrender to life and be struck down by the sword of the alchemist if that was what had to happen. And when you actually reach that moment of pure surrender, you really have an opportunity to fully experience life. And I think, like, it's also very powerful for writing, but I think as a metaphor for life as well, it's just such an incredible thing to experience as a human being.
Oh, yeah, totally. Well, I think we both speak from our experience because we both found ourselves in that situation, haven't we?
Certainly have.
And it is actually, I mean, that is where I know lots of people have asked tonight in the questions that have come in, so perhaps it's appropriate for me to say now that that's exactly where my writing began, because I had never, ever harboured a desire to write in any way, shape or form. And it was because I found myself in the summer of 2006 in a situation where I had been in a marriage for a number of years, deeply unhappy, three young children, not because there was anything wrong with the man I was married to, but just because I knew it wasn't right within me. So I was in Dublin, and I had this extraordinary experience in a meeting with a stranger, which just saw me touch in those moments the truth, the meaning of love. And when I came back to the UK, I was absolutely distraught. I was in a state of such grief, and I just took myself away from everyone and everything. I literally could not face life. And I know, Damien, you've been in the same situation. And but the most amount of those moments are your greatest gift, because when you feel as if there is nobody that can understand you, and for me, every single person that I knew walked. They all thought I was crazy. I thought I was crazy, and yet I knew, my head was telling me I was crazy, my heart knew that I was not. And in those weeks and months that followed, really, I let everybody walk from my life, and I only focused on being at one with the sky, with the stars, with the sea, with the earth, and me. And I started to understand that a love that great was never a love that anyone could give to me. That was the love of me. And as those 2-3 months passed, I was in such a state of surrender, total surrender, that I knew there was no turning back. The only way was to continue to walk forward and to follow my intuition and my heart. And in those moments, still, you know, the thought of writing a book was so far removed from my reality. All I was concentrating on in those moments was, you know, what it was literally a case of, who am I? What am I doing here? What's going on? You know, what has happened? And suddenly I woke up one night with this whole bones of a story just flooding my consciousness. And I thought, what is this all about? And I got up and I crept downstairs, and I was still living in the marital home, although we had separated by then, and I lit all these candles and I sat there and I wrote and I wrote and I wrote for hours, and I did not think once about what was coming through. I just wrote automatically anything. I doodled symbols, I wrote all these words, and I must say that when I finished writing, and I wrote for many, many hours, I sat back and I looked at what I'd written, and I had absolutely no idea what some of the words I'd written were, what the concepts were. I'd written this bones of a story, which was incredible. And I thought, where on earth does that come from? And that was such a definitive turning point for me, because from the following day, actually that book, as I wrote it in full, became my reality, but that's another story altogether. But the fact is this, that from that moment on, I knew that I started to recognize a feeling within me. And I know I think there's about 5 or 6 people that asked about what this feeling or this urge is and how you connect to that. Well, you know, you get this irresistible urge that you must in that moment, commit something that is coming through you to some form of recording, whether it's a pen and a paper, whether you want to record it by voice. Sometimes you may stand, you may be anywhere, and you suddenly think, oh, you have this deep-wrenching knowing, there's something the world needs to hear, bam, in that second. And it could be, go out and buy this organic banana. It doesn't actually matter what it is. The fact is, when you get it, write it. Don't even worry about where it's come from, what it might mean, where it could fit. Could it fit into a book? Just don't go there, because that's when you're in the head. Just absolutely allow that moment to flow and commit that in that second. In that second, do not hesitate. This is so, so critical. You must totally be aligned with your flow, with your intuition, because the moment something comes through to you intuitively, you just do not hesitate. Get that down immediately, because I'll guarantee you this. If you do that, within no time at all, the next thing will come, and the next thing will come, and it will just noble, but it won't do it if you go out seeking. If you go out looking for what is the subject matter, what should I write, should I write a book, should I do this, should I do that, you'll never get it. It just will not happen. You just need to be very still and to get yourself into that space where you're in such total surrender, and it will literally fly through you. It will come to you.
Brilliant. I love what you said there, Louise, about when you dash downstairs to write, that you weren't actually thinking about what you were writing, and you're just writing automatically. And I guess it reminded me of like a tactic. I used to be a very keen sportsman as I was growing up as a kid, and one of the techniques that they would recommend to put the opposition off the game is to actually ask them how they did something well. So it could have been playing cricket or playing football or tennis, and literally if someone played a good shot or kicked a great kick, the question would be to ask them, well, how did you kick the ball in that way, or how did you play that shot? And like as soon as the how comes into it, the mind gets engaged rather than actually being in the moment.
Oh, completely.
And I guess like with what you were describing with writing there as well, like just being in that space of just putting the mind to one side and just allowing that total flow to emanate through you.
Oh, totally. I mean, the poem, in fact, actually there's another poem I'd love to share with you right now, because it's kind of really, really pertinent to what we're talking about. And I just want to give you an example, which is, you know, when I write these poems, I'd never thought about writing poems, but, you know, they just flow through. I mean, these poems, they come in less than 2 minutes. And to give you an example, I was out in Crete last summer, which is where, in fact, there you go. I was in Crete last summer, and actually, and this is a really, really important point, in fact, and this is about living in the moment of now, because nothing else exists. There is only now, and if you hesitate, you miss the opportunity. And the book that you were mentioning, Damien, that I'm about to release, which is called The Aquila Chronicles, The Flight of the Eagle, actually, which is the first one. I had no idea I was going to write this. In fact, when I set out to Crete last summer, I just got back from Australia. I had like a week back. I was going out to Crete. I was going to be there for 2.5 weeks with my 3 boys. And then I was leaving them out there, and their dad was coming over to be with them, because we're kind of been divorced for some time now. And I was heading off actually for 3.5 weeks around Celtic Britain, writing or part of the decoding. I was going on my own specifically, although I had like plenty of offers to join me, but I really wanted to be on my own. And that's another very important point that we'll touch on, which is about being very alone with you, which is very, very critical if you want to kind of be in that zone and be with you to allow this to come through. However, when I was out in Crete, within 2 days, it was quite obvious that the universe, the greater essence of me, and whatever anyone wants to call it, but, you know, the universal guidance was basically had another idea in store for me completely. And I ended up meeting somebody out there, which was just, wow, we had the most extraordinary kind of experience. And within a week, I just was so in the moment, I thought, well, do you know what? I'm actually just going to completely cancel my trip to Celtic Britain. I have no idea why, but my intuition is screaming at me, stay here. And by the end of the month, I'd stayed out there, and most of which I spent with this man. I realized as I was writing everything that I was feeling during this experience, which were real highs and lows, which is the beautiful bliss of our journey. So that is another point when you're really surrendering to your heart. Be prepared for the absolute highs and the lows, but they're extraordinary. And if you can really, really see them or perceive them as being the beauty of experiencing your journey, you really will have the ultimate truth of experience to flood your writing. So what actually happened was, by being in that moment and making that decision from my heart, I stayed there. And by the time I left, I collected all of the notes I'd been writing, which were incredibly painful and incredibly beautiful at once. I realized that this was the basis of a book, and I suddenly thought, oh my goodness, I never expected to write this book. I was supposed to be writing another book, but I'm halfway through. But actually, that formed quite a chunk, at least a huge chunk of the story that I have just written, actually, probably about a third of it. And the book is magical. And if I hadn't been in that moment and followed my heart and just gone with it and stayed there, I could never have allowed that to unfold and this whole book that I've just written to actually come through. And I think that's really important too, because many people that have written in tonight have asked, you know, how do I find a subject matter that I am going to write about? Well, you know, what I would say to you, I know I've already said the subject matter will find you, but the criticality of this is you must be present in the moment. When you go for a walk, I don't know how many people go for a walk, and while they're walking, they're thinking, do you know when I walk, I have this amazing discussion with my head before I start, and I say, please, please, I love you dearly, will you take a break and allow me to be very, very, very present? And I sing, and I talk with the birds, and I talk to the trees, and I talk to the grass, and I stand, and I ask the wind to be me, and me to be the wind, and I become the stars, and I have the most extraordinary experiences of being all of the elements. And actually, any one of you, if you stand and you call out to the wind and you say, I am you, you are me, be me now, it's incredible, because you literally become the wind. And in that moment, you see the perspective of all things through the wind. And when you come back to being you, the wind sends you a message. And as crazy as it might sound, it is true. So when you take yourself off and you have that moment and you become all the things that are surrounding you and you become very present with them, it's absolutely beautiful what it releases within you, because it empowers you and releases within you and gives you permission to actually find the truth of what it is that you're really here to write about.
Excellent. Okay, Louise, I've got, as I mentioned earlier on, we had a whole stack of questions that came in from all around the world, and I'm actually going to kick you off with a question from Leonora in South Africa.
Mm-hmm.
And Leonora asks, why can't I just pen what I'm feeling? How and where do I start to share my experiences, my emotions, my full life, and in so doing, be an inspiration to others?
Okay, it's a beautiful question. The first point is that every single person must know that it is their abundant birthright to actually bring their message of inspiration and truth to the world. And the reason I say this is this, because so many of us question our worth, our worthiness, to take what is our message that we have and to actually bring it to the world. And I've many, many people have been asking me to help them with their writing. And that is a very, very common question that comes up. And we actually start, we don't even start with the writing, we go back to looking at their worthiness to bring their message to the world. And every single person is on a journey of life. And this journey of life is to remember how amazing and magnificent and beautiful they are. And I guarantee you this, when you begin to actually connect with your truth and you face your truth, you face parts of you that you really, really find it exceptionally challenging to look at. We all do, every day, every moment. And yet it is embracing those parts of you and loving those parts of you that frees you to be able to say, wow, I am so worthy, the message I have within me is so worthy, and therefore the whole concept of writer's block, the knowing of where to start, what do you write, how do you begin, just disappears, because suddenly in that moment, just that tiny gem that just kind of pops up and through, you just know in that moment the value of that gem, and you know why it is that just committing that little tiny gem to paper in that moment is that tiny part of your journey to bringing your entire message out in whatever form that's going to be. So what I was actually talking to you about earlier, Damien, was the fact that, you know, when you are going to write from the heart, because you are writing from that place of feeling, you begin to face feelings that may feel uncomfortable for you to face. And yet it is only in facing those feelings that you are actually able to create a book, a message that other people will yearn to read. Because do you know what? In the moment that you face those feelings and you commit to the pages of the book that you're writing, that's what you're doing. You make yourself so real, and you empower the person that's reading to be real and to have that journey with you. So in terms of where you begin, how do you take that message that you know that you have within you, and how do you put that, how do you take that and you commit it to paper with pen? Don't try and find a start place. Absolutely know yourself to be worthy of actually bringing your message. Because do you know what? If you do not take your message to the world, you are giving the world a disservice. Because you have come, the world is you anyway. Every single person around you is you. So by not bringing your message, not only are you giving yourself a disservice, you are giving a disservice to everybody around you. Because how can anyone else experience the amazing miracle of life until you empower them to do so? They need to experience it through you. So if you can know that, and you can come to that place of really knowing your worth, then there is no question around what it is that you ever have the notion to write. You know that whatever it is that pops up through you is something that the world needs to experience. So just write it, and don't try to create a space, make it happen. Just write it as it comes through.
Great, that's a brilliant answer. Okay, Louise, this one's from Linda in the United States. And Linda was asked, do you need to reach a deep meditative state in order to accomplish this writing state?
Ah, wonderful question. And the answer is no. Okay. I think this is really interesting because, we talked about being present in the moment of now. The really, really important thing is that you do not put any boundaries or limitations on where and how you write. Now, you know, the first thing is that to be present in every moment of now means you are experiencing every miraculous moment of life. And in the experiencing of every miraculous moment of life, that facilitates your ability to write. And if you put yourself into a meditative state in order to be able to write, you are conditioning and putting boundaries and limitations around when you will write. I'm not for one moment saying do not create an environment in which you can have a meditative state. What I'm saying is that for every single person, for me personally, if I wanted to be still with me, I actually take myself off into nature, and I love walking and being with all the elements, because for me, the elements are me. Even when I take a walk through town, you know, I will notice something that just suddenly catches my eye, and I'll laugh, and I'll just kind of, if it's really touched me, I just kind of write something down. And what I'm writing down is not about what I've just seen, it's about what I'm feeling in that moment. So you don't need to be in a deep meditative state in order to write, but you do, and it's really, really important that you do need to create space for you to listen to you. But how you do that is different for every single person. But to remove distractions, so for example, in order to recently finish my book, I shot off down to Cornwall. And the reason I did that was not because I don't have quiet time at home. I do. However, with all the distractions that it's easy to find, it's just so easy to dip in and out of that space. And I find when I'm getting to that last part of putting a book together, I need to be totally and utterly immersed and not come out of what it is that I'm writing. I need to live, breathe, eat, sleep, and drink it. So I find an environment which supports that. So I can every day, as I'm writing anyway, or it doesn't actually matter if it's every day or not, normally, for the whole kind of 80% of the writing initially, I may just take myself off for a walk in the middle of the day, or wherever I am, I always create some space in the day, but I do not put myself into meditation because that's just what suits me.
Cool, that's great. I liked the concept of not creating boundaries and limitations on when it's time to write as well. Quite just allowing that freedom. I suppose, like, if you had created a boundary of writing, you may not have actually got out in the middle of the night to travel down the stairs to actually pen together the structure of your first book.
Totally. And, you know, that's a really important point, because it's actually the case that between the hours of 12 and 4 in the morning, that's actually when you are quite likely to get your most inspired ideas that are coming from your place of truth. So I don't know how many people wake up at that time in the morning. I often do, and I always, always keep a pen and paper by the side of my bed. Mm. And whatever I wake up and write, I actually find quite staggering, actually. I mean, to the point where I've actually even written down strings of, like, for example, I wrote down one night I woke up, probably about a year and a half ago, and I woke up with this string of 26 numbers in my head. I was thinking, what is this? Trying to go back to sleep, and I couldn't do it. And I wrote down this string of 26 numbers, completely random, like 2654992354, something like that. And it wasn't until about 8 months later, and this is really, really important, write them in journals, keep all your journals, never throw away a single thing. But 8 months later, through some research I was doing, decoding mythology and stuff, something came up around surrounding another number, which is the number 151. And I just suddenly had this feeling, oh, I wonder if that's linked to a Fibonacci sequence. And it turned out that it was one of the prime numbers of a Fibonacci sequence. And when I Googled it and I looked up the associated facts of the numbers, I nearly fell over, because next to this number 151 were 26 numbers. And I thought, no. And I went and got this journal out and I opened it, and it was the same 26 numbers in the exact same order that I'd written them.
Wow.
And, you know, and the reason that I'm telling you this is not because I'm a genius. I'm no different from anyone else. But the fact is that do never, never dismiss anything, because do you know what? I could write a book on the fact that I woke up one night and 26 numbers came through, and 8 months later I found them in the same random order. Do you know, you never know where your book or your story is going to come from. Mm. So write everything. Everything. It's really interesting, actually, because in my Aquila Chronicles book, there's a whole series of, like, different lives that I walk in and out of. Now, I have a particular view about what I believe different lifetime experiences to be. But for the sake of simplicity, I will call them different lifetimes. And, you know, things that you experience, and remember that we all do this, because so many people writing to me on my website all the time about this, you know, they suddenly find that they feel like they're in another lifetime, they're experiencing other things, and I say to them, write it down, because whether you want to actually write a book or not, the fact is what you are actually doing is connecting in that moment to another part of you that is having a phenomenal experience, which is actually trying to bring a message to you here right now for you to translate into something that the world needs to hear. And that's part of your phenomenal message that you can write into whatever it is that you want to create into your story, into your book. Even those moments when you might, I don't know, people walk down the street and they see a stranger and their intuition's going, go and talk to them. And they go, oh, no, because society tells you not to. Well, do you know what? Just don't listen to what society says. Go and do crazy things. I do all the time. Because do you know what? They lead to the most beautiful gems that fall into your story. So, you know, the other part of all of this is just be crazy. Throw caution to the wind. Don't care what anyone else thinks. Follow your truth, because I tell you, it will guide you like the most incredibly perfected arrow right the way to the center of the archery board, to exactly what it is that you've got to bring out. You already know what your story is. You already know exactly what it is that you're here to write. You don't have to go out searching for it. I would like to really reemphasize this. You do not need to search for it at all. Just listen to you and love you, and I promise you, it will just find you. Just be crazy and trust your crazy intuition, because it's wonderful and it takes you on the most amazing journey. And it's that is the journey that the readers want to hear. They don't want to hear about stuff that you've gone out and found out about or researched or whatever. Now, if the research is actually supporting something that you've experienced and you're like, wow, you know, what's happening here? And you suddenly experience something else, and then you find some bit of, you know, code or mythology or story or research or something that supports that. Wow, readers are really interested. They want to connect with something that is real. They want your real experience. They want your truth, your passion. That's what they want to connect with. So be crazy and just follow it. Don't sit in your head. Go absolutely wildly with what it is your intuition and your heart are saying to you. And I tell you, you will not stop the hordes of people that are coming to hear you. They'll just want, they'll be at your feet listening to what it is that you have to tell them.
Mm. I was going to say, even if you don't even manage to get pen to paper, just following those crazy intuitions, you're going to live a remarkable life regardless.
Well, Damien, you and I know for sure that that's what we do. And we're having some quite remarkable fun, really, aren't we?
Yeah, no. It's amazing when you just allow yourself to experience life. Yeah, totally. Okay, Louise, this one's from... Totally, yeah, just being in the moment. Okay, Louise, this one's from Terry in Canada. Mm-hmm. And Terry asks, "Hi, Louise. I have received several indications that writing novels is part of my life's work. This comes as somewhat of a surprise, since up to this point I have not done much in the way of writing. I'm not any kind of storyteller, and I always believed that writing was something that writers were compelled to do. They did it because they had something to say and they had to write to express it. Even though I'm not consciously aware of a story within me that wants to be told, I've made several attempts to let the novel or even ideas flow through me, but as yet have not written a single word. Using my mind to try and make it happen hasn't worked, and my attempts to let it flow through me haven't either. What can I do to open up to allow this writing to happen effortlessly for me? Many blessings to you, Terry."
What a beautiful question. Right, okay, Terry, I would like to take you back to that moment in your life where you absolutely knew that there was a critical turning point. You could feel it. Not that you could think it in your head, but you could feel it. Now, I'm going to go back to the story that I was telling you about myself. I had never harbored a desire to write in any way, shape, or form. I've come from an ex-banking, trading, financial software sales background. Then, and obviously bringing up a family, writing, yes, I've been creative. I was at art school, and yes, I've always loved kind of creative activity. Never, never had a desire to write. As I said earlier on the call, I went through this process which was very, very traumatic for me. And I would say that there is that moment that I experienced, which I know, Damien, you experienced in the form of your car crash. It comes to everybody. Every single person on this call tonight has had that moment already. The question is, did you recognize it and did you surrender to it? Because I tell you now, the moment that you recognize it, and if you didn't then, it doesn't matter, because you can right now. And I would love all of you right now to just take a moment of really, really connecting with when that moment presented itself to you. Now, actually, I've got a workshop that I'm running later on this month, in fact, and this is one of the critical things that I do with people that come on my workshop, because every single person has this moment. And this moment either passes them by and they have to wait for another moment to come, or they recognize it immediately. Now, if you haven't recognized it, don't beat yourself up. It really doesn't matter, because everything is totally perfect, and maybe you were never supposed to recognize it until this moment is now. But when you have that moment, the feeling that courses through your entire being is so absolutely excruciatingly painful and exquisite in the same moment, that is the feeling, to encapsulate that feeling in that moment and go back to that feeling, encapsulate that feeling and surrender to that feeling, that is the start point of your story. Now, I had no desire to write, no desire to write, and I will explain to you how I felt when this story came through. The bones of this story came through, and I wrote, as we said earlier, just kind of writing what was coming through. Every single day that followed, things were just happening to me, and the reason they were happening to me was because I followed my intuition implicitly, utterly, and without hesitation. And at the end of every day, I would just make a few notes about some of the things that had happened to me. Because what actually happened was my life turned on its head, totally, or on its heart, I should say. But the fact is that I stopped listening to my head. I didn't listen to a single person around me. And when I say this, I really mean this. I did not listen to a single person around me. I was on my knees with the pain that I felt. And yet, I was experiencing the most exquisite journey I could possibly imagine. And as the days continued to pass, so this journey became more and more amazing. So as I was writing it into my journal, did the way that I was writing become more and more eloquent, more and more descriptive, more and more passionate, because I was writing from my feeling. Now, if I were to show you the notes that I wrote at the very, very beginning, when I started to put pen to paper, you would not believe that it was the same person who's actually created the book that I'm releasing now. But do you know, the only constant in this universe is change, and the only way that we can possibly grow is to experience. And therefore, how can you write anything until you totally align yourself with your experience of life? And as you totally align yourself with your experience of life, so you grow. And as you grow, your experience grows. And therefore, your ability to write about that experience grows. Your words take on different flavors. They take on this sense, this feeling, this touch, this smell. They appeal to the five sensory body, but they appeal to the energy. And they reach out with this incredible, absolutely incredible energy of the vibration of truth. And the writing becomes so beautiful, and it flows, and it's so free. I mean, to give you an example, there's a lady down in Glastonbury who says that the book that I've just written, I've just sent it out to a bunch of people, actually. The editors have it, and it's with the proofread at the moment, but I've just sent it out to a bunch of people who are writing testimonials and stuff to me right now. And there's a lady, and she called me, and she said, you know, Louise, she said, I have read thousands and thousands and thousands of books. And she said, I have never read a book like this. And she said, I just can't believe it. She said, it's extraordinary. And she said, do you know why? I am so drawn into the journey. I am on that journey. And she said, it's so real. And which was beautiful, because for me as a writer, someone to tell me that, I couldn't ask for anything more. She just said it's magical, and she just knows it's her journey. And do you know, if you can totally connect with that moment when your journey of true remembrance of what the miracle of life really is, and even if it's right now on this call, in this moment of now, let it be so. Totally connect with it in this moment. And from this moment, make a huge commitment to yourself that you will never, never ever miss another miraculous moment of life. And that from now on, you will experience from your heart, from every place of your being, every single moment of life. Because I tell you, if you do that and you write what you're experiencing, every single person will want to read what it is that you're writing. And yes, it will take them on a journey of highs and lows. But do you know what? You are giving them the greatest gift, because in being true to you, you're allowing them to be true to them. And what greater gift could you possibly give anyone? And actually, Jamie, there's something else I'd like to say, and that was, you remember we were looking earlier and there was somebody was asking a question, something about they wanted to write, but they want to do it hoping that they're going to get some money for writing.
Okay, cool. There's a question from Shirley in the United Kingdom. And we'll have to be very quick on this one, actually. But Shirley asks, I'm a stay-at-home mum hoping to write for pleasure and ultimately for payment. How would you recommend that I start? I've registered for a course with the Writers Bureau.
Yeah, that was it. It was a wonderful question. And what I would like to say is, to be a stay-at-home mum and write, perfect. I mean, you can create the space. Even though you've got kids, I've got kids myself, you can create the space, no problem. Never, 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 never write to receive. Never expect to be paid a penny. Never set out with the intention of writing in order for what you can receive. Only ever write because you choose to give. And that's the same with any message you have to give. Never give that message expecting to receive back. Because do you know what? If you have a message within you and you're taking that message out to inspire the world, you know the greatest gift to you is the inspiration that comes to those around you. And that, you know, for me, when I receive calls or I watch people transform in that moment when, you know, my writing has somehow given them permission in some way for them to live another moment, just one moment of the miracle of life. That's the greatest gift I could ever receive, ever receive. And, you know, for you to be so aligned in your truth, to be able to take that message out there, don't ever, ever do it in within the context of wanting to be paid for it. I'm not saying that you won't get paid for it because, you know, money is an energy exchange and it will come flying in, but it will come flying in ways you can't expect. You know, this is the challenge of the mainstream publishers, because they take a message of inspiration and they may well try to take it and manipulate it and change it to something they think is palatable that's going to bring in money. But in the moment of doing that, they've lost the essence of the message. And then the truth of the message is the inspiration that's going to bring by being so real. So never set out in terms of what it is that you can receive, set out in terms of what you can give.
I absolutely agree with that as well. Like, the very best moments of my life have definitely been or come from a space of giving. And the other thing, when you actually give, it's impossible not to receive at the same time. And like, the actual act of giving, like, is the joy that's reflected back at you. Like, it's almost like you can't give what you receive. Like, it's just so incredible what people actually give you back when you come from that space.
And you know, actually, Damien, can I read this little poem now? Because There's a poem that I wrote actually when I was in Cornwall recently.
What I might get you to do, actually, Louise, well, maybe we'll save that for the very finale of the call.
Okay, cool.
What I do want to actually have a chat about before we get to the poem, I know, like, over the past hour you've shared some incredible material, and I know that everyone on the call will want to follow your journey, both as a writer and also as a facilitator and someone who actually brings people back to a full connection to their heart. I was just wondering if you can let people know how they can actually stay in touch with you, and also if you have any upcoming workshops that people may be able to participate in as well. And also, I would love to find out about the release date of the Aquila Chronicles as well, or the expected release date.
Okay. I'll try and wrap it up super quickly. Okay. My website is www.louiselangley.com. I blog on there regularly. I put all sorts of video blogs on there, doing lots and lots of things. All the details of the events, everything I'm up to, is all on that site. There's, if you pop there, you can sign up for free for a mini course, the Sacred Truth mini course, which you can sign up for free. And that way, once we've registered your email address, I can keep you posted on everything that's happening and unfolding, which is all very exciting at the moment. Damien and I were recently on a TV show together. There's lots of TV, film happening. Oh, goodness me, loads of stuff. And I'm always seeing video blogs, which kind of are quite fun. Like at the moment, there's some stuff on there from my latest photo shoot from the Aquila Chronicles. So it's actually me, guys, that's going to be on the front cover of the book and the back cover. And I had great fun dressing up, looking like Arwen for the day. Felt like a princess. It was very beautiful, being body painted. So you can go on there and hop on there and see photos and videos of me in my different stages. The Aquila Chronicles, Flight of the Eagle, is due to be launched on the at the end of the second week in April. And obviously, people can come to my site. Also, Damien, I think you'll keep people updated as well, won't you?
I will.
So that's when that's going out. I have a beautiful event coming up, actually, in a couple of weeks' time. It's the 19th, 20th, 21st, 22nd of March, and it's going to be just down in northern France. It's a workshop retreat. It's actually called the Sacred Life Path. And actually, for anyone who really does want to embark upon their journey of writing, it is the absolute must in terms of the place to start, because, as I said earlier in the call, you cannot begin until you've really empowered yourself to know that you are worthy of creating this message. It's over a very powerful weekend, the Equinox weekend, which is all about giving birth to new creativity. So it's a beautiful thing to do. And what we're going to do over those 4 days is actually we're going to look at how wonderful and amazing we are. We're going to connect totally with our intuition. We're going to look at kind of all the things that happen during our little story of life that we've laid out for ourselves. So we're going to look at the characters that show up and the game that we're playing and what we're up to. And it's going to give us permission to connect with, in a huge way, exactly what it is that our knowing is telling us that we're here to experience, which is a perfect way to begin to connect with what it is that you want to write. And then we're actually going to build together a labyrinth. We're going to build it in stone, this beautiful environment. It's like a really old mill and manor house, set in acres and acres of sacred ground. So we're going to create this labyrinth, which is a seven-turn labyrinth, it's called. And as you walk through the center of the labyrinth, which everybody will do, they release everything that they have been. They get to the center, they embrace the beauty and the wonder of who and what they are. And as they walk out, it's a total declaration in energetic terms to actually say, okay, I now embrace everything that I have the right to come here and be, all the magnificence of who and what I am. And let me tell you now, I did this in southern France in 2007, and my goodness, within 3 weeks, the most extraordinary stuff happened. So not to be done lightly. However, it's all very easy. If anyone wants to come, we've got a little minibus running from London, from the UK, all the way down to the event and back. But all the details of that are on my website, louiselangley.com. And I know Damien's going to bring you some information on that if you'd like to, as well. You can go via Damien.
Cool. Excellent, Louise. Now, the poem that we've all been waiting for.
The reason I wanted to read it is because it's the lady who asked about the money. Now I want to show her why it is that money is just so irrelevant. Okay, and here's the poem. So if everyone wants to just kind of be in that lovely space and feel it. And I want to say that I was standing on a cliff edge when I kind of felt the most incredible energy. And I then spent some time in Cornwall with the most amazing man who's become a very beautiful and a dear friend, actually. And while I was waiting for him one day, I just remembered the feeling of standing on the edge of the cliff and knowing what miracles of life I was experiencing. And this poem just streams through me, and here it is. Mine is the ocean, the skies overhead, the laughter, the elements, all that I tread. The finest of homes and the wildest of fields, the harvest I reap and the joy that I feel. Mine is the love that I see in all things, the eyes that see all and the voice that does sing. The castles of old upon mountains so high, the moon as it rises amongst darkened skies. The treasures so great that are buried so deep, of ancient ones told, of language we keep. Mine is the darkness and beauty so bright, as mysteries open, as stories heed sight. The ever-increasing knowledge of why, and all that I capture as I perceive why. Mine is the notion that spreads through me now of life's fullest meaning, of so many hows, of all that I know to be purpose so true, of love that I witness in truth that is you, that is mine.
Wow, what a beautiful way to finish, Louise. Thank you so much for not just sharing your experience as a writer, but just for sharing the energy, the vitality, and the enthusiasm for being fully alive. I certainly have just my whole body's tingling with excitement to just get out there and be the very best that I can be. And I have no doubt that your message has had that resonant effect on every single person who is listening tonight, and also all the people who get the opportunity to listen back to this recording.
Well,
and I just really wanted to open my heart and say thank you so much for really diving into your own life journey, and for also having the courage to stand up and share it with the world.
Well, I want to say as well to you, Damien, thank you, beautiful you, because I love you dearly, as you know, and you have been so phenomenal at helping me to be me, and I you, and it's wonderful. amazing guy. And anyone here should actually be, I'm going to actually be interviewing Damien very shortly on my blog, so you'll hear him, because he has many messages to get to the world. In other than actually bringing other people to the world, he has the most phenomenal messages to take out to the world himself, and I will not leave this planet until he's done it.
I certainly look forward to that. But just wanted to say thanks so much, Louise, and thank you to everyone at home as well. Just really wanted to open my heart to you all as well. This is a sacred conversation that we get to share every single week, and it is rich because you guys bring so much to it and make it rich. So I just wanted to say thank you very much. We love your participation before the calls, and we also love getting all your feedback after the calls. Now, on the website, the recording will be made available for free tomorrow. So for those of you who want to listen to the poems again, I'll certainly be listening to them over and over again. They will be available tomorrow for free on the website. Now, one of the features we've just added into the People You Should Meet website is the whole comment section. So if this recording or this audio has actually really struck a chord with you, please take the time to actually share your experience, because what it does do is certainly gets you started on that whole writer's journey and that expressive journey. And it also gives other people an opportunity to share in the experience that you've had this evening. So they'll be on there first thing tomorrow morning. And I just want to thank you once again, Louise, and thank you everyone at home.
Oh, thank you, Damien, and thank you everybody at home. It's been wonderful, and I hope everyone's feeling inspired to go and write.
Cool. Okay, take care and have a good night.
And you. Bye.
Bye.